Human growth hormone in the aging process. Does human growth hormone replacement therapy really slow down the effects of the aging process? There's a lot of talk about human growth hormone these days. There are a lot of proponents who say that HGH is capable of slowing down the process of aging. But can it really be true? Or are the benefits to this popular hormone treatment regimen blown out of proportion? There are a lot of websites that feature detractors that claim that human growth hormone does not have the capability to alleviate the aging process. Think about it for a moment, however. If human growth hormone didn't provide such impressive benefits, why would it be so popular among those who use it and those who prescribe it? Celebrities, pro athletes, and human growth hormone. Bodybuilders have been known for decades to utilize human growth hormone to help them maintain their illustrious physiques. Professional athletes have been using it to build muscle and strength in order to attain faster times at the track and harder hits on the field. Hollywood actors and starlets have been using it to supplement their aesthetic handsomeness and beauty. On top of this, there are a huge number of respectable anti-aging physicians who consider human growth hormone replacement therapy to be at the forefront of longevity maintenance. If there were so many reasons not to use human growth hormone, wouldn't these countless men and women experience and report any major issues or complications that resulted from therapy? HGH skeptics. Websites which profess skepticism towards human growth hormone falsely claim that the treatment is ridiculously expensive, when in fact the costs are quite manageable even within a modest budget. As time passes and these therapies are more widely prescribed by the medical community, the price will only come down further. Researchers and scientists, in addition to anti-aging physicians, are producing new evidence on a yearly basis which supports the hypothesis that human growth hormone has the ability to alleviate or even reverse many of the symptoms and signs of early aging as a result of human growth hormone deficiency. It's ironic, really. These anti-HGH websites tell you to get the facts about human growth hormone before you decide to try the therapy, believing that after you learn more about it, you'll be turned off by your research. The true fact of the matter is that, after you do this research, you're likely going to be even more interested by this revolutionary anti-aging therapy. How is human growth hormone produced? From early after the formation of your brain in the womb, your body begins to produce human growth hormone in order to develop you as a human being. Whereas testosterone and estrogen are the hormones which promote fetal development into either a male or a female, human growth hormone plays a more universal role to help you develop into a mature and healthy adult by encouraging the growth of your bones and organs and the reproduction of your individual cells. Human growth hormone production is mediated by the hypothalamus and is manufactured by the pituitary gland. The pituitary is a small organ, only the size of a pea, but it is integral to the proper function of the human body and is the main actor in the secretion of human growth hormone. Organs known as somatotrophs work like little factories that pump human growth hormone throughout the bloodstream. The hypothalamus uses precursor hormones to send work orders to the pituitary to begin production. By encouraging your cells to function and divide at an optimal rate, healthy human growth hormone levels have the ability to keep your organs and tissues functioning at an optimal level, maintaining good health. Puberty and human growth hormone. The period in your life at which human growth hormone is produced at its peak is during puberty. During this period of time, your body is flooded with this vital hormone and it leads directly to your development into your final adult height. As you get further and further away from adolescence, however, your adult human growth hormone levels plateau and slowly begin to drop, leading to many of the devastating effects of aging. When you reach your late 20s, the pituitary gland, for reasons which are still not fully understood by endocrine scientists, begin to produce lower levels of human growth hormone, and this decline becomes more severe with each passing year. The power of human growth hormone. Many scientists and researchers who specialize in the endocrine system, and most physicians who specialize in cell regeneration, longevity, and anti-aging medicine, recognize that this reduction in the production of human growth hormone directly leads to the gradual and pronounced decline that occurs in the aging process, which removes from us our vitality and brings us closer and closer to our eventual mortality. Human growth hormone deficiency is highly correlated with the devastating symptoms of aging and the overwhelming frailty that eventually results. To a certain extent, Aging is an inevitable process. What we can change is the rate at which we experience this natural decline. Human growth hormone has the ability to greatly postpone the natural aging process and, as a result, extend our good years and help us live happier and fuller lives as a result. Because of the growing body of evidence that connects optimized human growth hormones with greater health and anti-morbidity outcomes, the number of people who choose human growth hormone replacement therapy with their doctors is increasing at a geometric rate. The speed at which this revolutionary therapy is adopted is only believed to increase with time, as physicians become more comfortable with the therapy and patients more readily accept human growth hormone as a valid treatment option. Nearly everyone has that lurking fear of mortality in the back of their mind. Many may be okay with the idea that their life will someday end, but no one wants to experience the tribulation of their body breaking down. We don't want to grow old and frail. Everyone wants to retain as much of the beauty and glory of their youth as possible. We want freedom as we age. We don't want to become so broken down and decrepit that we are resigned to a life in which we rarely leave our house, or worse, are stuck in a nursing home in our final years. Human growth hormone replacement therapy is about more than trying to look and feel younger and more fit. It's about softening the aging process and reducing the number of years that we spend unhealthy and infirm. Human growth hormone has the capability to both add years to your life and increase the number of quality years that you experience happy and fulfilled. It may be a bit overreaching to think of human growth hormone as the fountain of youth, but it is undeniable that human growth hormone has the capability to make us look and feel younger, and it is disingenuous of certain physicians and scientists to downplay or even completely cast aside the genuine health benefits that HGH can provide to men and women who suffer from growth hormone deficiency as a result of the aging process. Who qualifies for human growth hormone therapy? Adults over the age of 30 who display signs and symptoms of genuine human growth hormone deficiency. It is important to note that recombinant human growth hormone can only be acquired through proper diagnosis and prescription provided by a licensed physician within the United States. Human growth hormone is delivered via subcutaneous injection. Subcutaneous injections are injected into a layer of skin known as the subcutis. This layer of skin is located immediately beneath the dermis and epidermis. There are a number of different areas in which subcutaneous injections are administered. The most commonly utilized of these are the upper thigh, the buttocks, the outside of the upper arm, and the area of the stomach just above the hips. Human growth hormone is approved in the United States as a means to alleviate symptoms related to HGH deficiency in both children and adults. When the treatment was first approved, it was only used to treat pediatric patients, but with time and further research, it was approved for all adults as well. The causes of human growth hormone deficiency. There are a number of different causes of HGH deficiency. Some are the result of lifestyle and human action, while others are the result of physiological issues which prevent the body from manufacturing appropriate levels of the hormone. Causes induced by lifestyle include poor sleeping habits, which inhibit the body's natural capability to secrete vital hormones by disrupting the circadian rhythm. Bad dietary habits, which prevent the body from utilizing HGH property, such as the overconsumption of sugar and obesity. Poor physical fitness. Physical activity encourages the body to produce more human growth hormone. Overly sedentary individuals experience hormone decline at an enhanced rate. Other poor lifestyle decisions, such as smoking and binge drinking, can also lead to symptoms of HGH deficiency. Physiological causes of HGH deficiency include genetically induced premature aging. Some patients are just genetically predisposed to HGH deficiency. Damage to the pituitary gland or hypothalamus caused by traumatic brain injury or surgery. This damage can prevent these endocrine organs from functioning optimally. In some cases, the secretion of human growth hormone can be completely suspended. Damage to the pituitary gland or hypothalamus caused by cancer treatments such as radiation therapy and pharmaceutical treatments. These cancer treatments can reduce the body's natural ability to produce human growth hormone. Tumors which develop on the pituitary gland which obstruct the pituitary's ability to produce human growth hormone. Approved HGH uses. In addition to adult human growth hormone disorder, HGH is also approved for use in treatment of pediatric idiopathic short stature, This disorder is a result of a severe human growth hormone deficiency during the period of puberty. When left untreated, this leads to children that are unable to grow properly to their normal adult height, leaving them significantly undersized as adults. Human growth hormone replacement therapy is administered in order to restore an optimal level of human growth hormone, allowing the child to grow to a final adult height which more closely conforms with their hereditary profile. If diagnosed early, the child will reach a height very near the height in which they were projected to reach as adults. Pediatric renal failure. Chronic kidney disease has been proven to have an inhibitory effect upon the production of both human growth hormone and insulin-like growth factor 1. This prevents children from reaching an appropriate final adult height, and pediatric patients who are moderately to severely undersized as a result of kidney failure are at enhanced risk of further complications and death. For this reason, it is of the utmost importance that child kidney failure patients receive human growth hormone injections. In these cases, a normal final adult height is not normally achieved, but the increases in final adult height are very substantial nonetheless. The therapy is incredibly safe and very effective. Pediatric Prader-Willi syndrome. Prader-Willi syndrome is a genetic abnormality that is present from the moment of conception. Patients who suffer from this syndrome are missing a gene on their 15th chromosome. Patients who suffer from this disorder are generally very obese and suffer from moderate to severe mental handicap. They also suffer from reduced muscle tone. The testes and ovaries of these patients produce little to no testosterone or estrogen, respectively. Human growth hormone is a highly beneficial treatment which has the ability to increase bone strength, build stamina and reduce fatigue, improve muscle-to-fat ratio, increase height when used during childhood, enhance agility and physical strength, and improve the distribution of weight across the body. It is important to note that the enhancements listed above, besides the increase in height, are common outcomes for adult patients who suffer from human growth hormone deficiency as well. HGH is proven to be highly beneficial in improving the physiological profile of the human body. Pediatric Turner syndrome patients. This disorder is genetic in nature and is present from the moment of conception as well. Turner syndrome patients are universally women, and the disorder is caused by the severe degradation or the complete lack of one of the two X chromosomes. Patients who suffer from this disorder have major issues regarding structural skeletal health as well as a severe growth disorder and deficit in psychosocial development. Human growth hormone replacement therapy, when used in early adolescence for these patients, has been shown to enhance growth outcomes and increase the final adult height of these patients. This therapy is very effective and safe at treating the symptom of growth disorder in these patients. Muscle atrophy as a result of HIV/AIDS virus. One of the most severe symptoms of HIV and AIDS is muscle wasting. Many patients who suffer from this debilitating disease suffer from a physical breakdown of muscle tissue all across the body, causing a host of different potential problems and weakening the body in response to other detrimental outside stimuli. Scientific studies have proven that human growth hormone replacement therapy has a beneficial effect on AIDS patients who suffer from muscle atrophy, helping them build muscle as well as reduce levels of unhealthy fat and triglycerides that tend to build up in these patients. The enhanced muscle strength and adipose fat loss has the ability to improve outcomes in many AIDS patients. There is still much research being done in this area to enhance our knowledge of the full benefits of HGH. Scientists and physicians around the globe are just beginning to unravel the true capabilities of human growth hormone, both as an endogenous hormone and as a treatment option. The above treatments are simply what we know of at this time. There is evidence that IGF-1 and HGH can have a positive effect on a number of different disorders as well, including possibly anorexia, but there is still a significant amount of research to be done. What can human growth hormone do for adults suffering from human growth hormone deficiency? Build muscle. Studies show that human growth hormone has the capability to increase the mass of lean muscle in the human body. In addition to this, for patients who engage in exercise, human growth hormone has the ability to increase the effectiveness of workouts, enhancing muscle strength as well. Human growth hormone has the ability to increase the density of our individual muscle fibers. Human growth hormone has been used by athletes and bodybuilders for this purpose for a couple of generations now. Although the use of human growth hormone for performance enhancement is illegal in the United States, using it to restore healthy hormone levels and reaping the physical benefits of such a treatment is completely legal. Enhance bone density. It is quite clear that human growth hormone has the ability to increase final adult height and adolescence by encouraging the lengthening of the bones. But even after puberty, human growth hormone is of a significant structural benefit to the skeletal system. Human growth hormone seems to affect the skeletal system in this way. At first, there is a very slight decrease in total mineral density as the bones use existing mineral deposits to rehabilitate the physical structure of the bones. After this rehabilitation is complete, the bones begin to store calcium and other minerals once again, building up bone density over the course of long-term use and encouraging enhanced outcomes in patients with osteoporosis, as well as reducing the incidence of skeletal fractures that can be physically devastating or even life-threatening. Eliminate excess body fat. In addition to building muscle, human growth hormone has the ability to reduce the mass of unhealthy adipose fat present in the body. Adipose fat is the aesthetically unpleasing fat which builds up around your hips, thighs, and midsection. Human growth hormone replacement therapy targets this type of fat and encourages its breakdown, even without changing exercise and diet routines. It is important to note that to experience truly amazing outcomes, human growth hormone therapy should be combined with changes in diet and exercise in order to maximize the results of weight loss. In patients who do not make lifestyle changes when using human growth hormone replacement therapy, weight loss may not occur in spite of the fact that a significant percentage of body fat is eliminated. This is because, in these particular patients, the weight gain attributed to the strengthening and buildup of muscle often matches the weight loss caused by the reduction in adipose fat. Strengthen the heart. There is mounting evidence that human growth hormone has the ability to help the heart pump blood more efficiently throughout the body as a result of a strengthening of the heart muscle, the left ventricular wall in particular. It has been shown that in patients who suffer from heart failure, utilizing human growth hormone in addition to other medical therapies has the ability to boost the output of the heart in a significant portion of patients. There is also evidence that this strengthened cardiovascular function is beneficial in adults with human growth hormone deficiency as well. One leading hypothesis is that human growth hormone's effects on the cardiovascular system account for the significant gains in endurance and stamina reported by patients who take HGH as a treatment for hormone deficiency. In clinical trials, a significant portion of patients who used human growth hormone replacement therapy reported beneficial psychological changes as a result of therapy. One of the most common reports was that patients who suffered from mild to moderate depression often found that the symptoms of the disorder receded or were even eliminated as a result of treatment. Human growth hormone also serves as a mood stabilizer, working to limit the size and scope of mood swings. Cognitive benefits were discovered as well, as patients displayed enhanced memory capacity. There is even some evidence that human growth hormone replacement therapy has the ability to strengthen our neuronal connections as well. Increase exercise capacity. All of the above physical benefits combine in a way that makes exercise easier and more productive for the patient. Increased cardiovascular strength improves stamina. Increased muscle strength enhances the ability to withstand vigorous exercise. The effects that human growth hormone replacement therapy have on fat elimination allow patients to experience gains quicker than normal, thus encouraging them to stay on their fitness and diet regimen. The capacity for human growth hormone to rehabilitate and restore functional capacity to the organs of the body reduces the downtime associated with exercise and allows patients to work out harder and more often. Human growth hormone produces these benefits and many more. As you think about the previously discussed benefits and look deeper into the literature, think about how these benefits can improve your life. Even though not every patient sees the exact same benefits of human growth hormone replacement therapy, the pure bulk of potential benefits makes HGH a safe proposition. The risks of side effects are quite low among patients who utilize HGH in order to treat human growth hormone deficiency as well. All of the major side effects that the media tends to focus on are the result of HGH abuse, not the legitimate use of human growth hormone with a physician's prescription. Patients with HGH deficiency use growth hormone in order to restore levels of the hormone to healthy levels which their bodies once produced in youth, in order to restore significant aspects of that youth. The general outcome of human growth hormone replacement therapy is a younger and more aesthetically pleasing body with physiological benefits that allow a patient to live a life of greater vitality. What are the effects of human growth hormone on healthy individuals without deficiency? There are only a limited number of clinical studies regarding patients with healthy human growth hormone levels utilizing human growth hormone replacement therapy. For the most part in these studies, participants only use human growth hormone for a limited period of time. However, these studies have shown that human growth hormone injections have the ability to lower levels of adipose fat and boost muscle mass in these healthy populations. Even though there is a significant increase in muscle mass in these healthy patients, that change in mass did not correlate with higher levels of strength. Subjects grew larger muscles without actually becoming physically stronger. One particularly telling study involved two groups. The experimental group utilized human growth hormone therapy. The control group did not. Both groups went through identical anaerobic training regimens. Both groups experienced similar gains in muscle strength. If you are looking to simply increase your muscle strength, it is financially in your best interest to just engage in weightlifting and strength training, because the benefits just aren't there for healthy individuals to use human growth hormone replacement therapy for strength enhancement. At this point in time, it is not apparent whether HGH can offer other benefits to healthy patients, such as mood elevation or enhanced bone density. For the most part, research regarding human growth hormone deficiency has revolved around patients who either experience HGH deficiency or are hypothesized to experience such a deficiency. What are the risks of taking HGH hormone replacement therapy without a diagnosed medical need? Technically, taking human growth hormone when one has no deficiency would be defined as abuse of human growth hormone. The goal of all current human growth hormone treatment regimens is to restore healthy and natural levels of human growth hormone to a patient in order to restore more healthy function. The following are a list of symptoms that can result from human growth hormone abuse. Edema, otherwise known as the swelling of the extremities, legs, and arms. Joint pain and discomfort, which can eventually develop into arthritis. Carpal tunnel syndrome. Water retention. Diabetes. The excess human growth hormone in the body of patients who abuse the hormone is converted into an excess amount of insulin-like growth factor 1, which has been shown to contribute to the body's development of a resistance towards insulin, which in some cases can lead to diabetes. Migraine headaches. Acromegaly. Acromegaly is the abnormal growth of the bones of the face, hands, and feet. When administering excess levels of human growth hormone over time, the benefit of added bone density becomes a detriment, and certain bones begin to increase in size and distort normal bone structure. This is because the epiphyseal plates close after childhood. In adults, the bones can no longer grow longer, so when exposed to childhood levels of human growth hormone for an extended period of time, the bones of the face, hands, and feet grow in thickness instead. Abnormal development of internal organs. Hypertension. Hardened arteries. Impotence. Menstrual irregularity. Reduced fertility. There is evidence that the side effects of human growth hormone abuse occur more predominantly in older patients rather than young men as well. Also, due to a lack of research, there is not enough evidence to prove which side effects are reversible and which are permanent or prone to become worse even after the cessation of therapy. Do I have to inject human growth hormone? What about pills? Many websites sell human growth hormone in capsule form. They often claim that the results provided by this form of the drug are similar to those provided by injectable HGH. Sometimes these same websites sell pills which are made up of component amino acids which build human growth hormone, and these websites claim that these releasers are able to encourage enhanced production of human growth hormone. These claims are incredibly specious, and the results afforded by these pills and releasers are minimal at best. The digestive system breaks down human growth hormone in the stomach, and the components are processed by the liver. There is some evidence that digesting these amino acids in the form of releasers or pills can lead to modestly enhanced hormone production, but the results are not targeted in any way across the brain or body. The entire brain receives this influx of amino acids, and there can be negative side effects as a result. In addition to this, the liver does not handle this influx of various amino acids in such abundance very well, and over time this can lead to irreversible liver damage. Other websites offer homeopathic products which claim to raise levels of HGH as well. These should be avoided, as these homeopathic remedies are rarely studied for efficacy. Snake oil salesmen offer these remedies as a method to profit from your ignorance. Avoid these potentially harmful supplements even if you feel you have a medical need for human growth hormone. The risks far outweigh the benefits. The most effective way to treat human growth hormone deficiency is with physician-prescribed and monitored human growth hormone therapy. If you have any questions about human growth hormone replacement therapy, please contact us today at the Conscious Evolution Institute. We would be happy to provide you with all of the information that you need to make an informed decision. If you are interested in hormone replacement therapy for human growth hormone deficiency, we can arrange for blood testing, which can be used to accurately provide us with a full physiological profile, which will allow us to accurately diagnose any hormone deficiency which you may suffer from. Live smart and live healthy to improve human growth hormone levels. In addition to HGH hormone replacement therapy, there are a number of steps you can take to preserve your health and your hormone profile. Choose a nutritious and healthy diet supplemented by vital minerals and vitamins to give your body the building blocks it needs for sustenance and maintenance. Also, engage yourself in intense cardiovascular exercise at least 4 times a week. Complement your aerobic exercise with a weightlifting program as well. Both anaerobic and aerobic exercise help the body to produce more human growth hormone. Also, try to make sure you get a full 8 hours of sleep each and every night. The human body produces its highest levels of HGH in deep sleep, and sleep disruption also disrupts the body's natural secretion of human growth hormone. If you feel that you are still suffering from the effects of premature aging, even when you take these preventative measures, you will likely benefit greatly from human growth hormone replacement therapy. After you begin human growth hormone therapy, remember that positive lifestyle changes such as those listed above serve only to amplify the benefits of your hormone replacement therapy. We hope this information has been useful to you, but we understand that you may still have many important questions. If you are interested in learning more about human growth hormone or other forms of hormone replacement therapy, we at the Conscious Evolution Institute are at your service, willing to take the time to explain any of the services we provide in great detail. Call or contact us today. You won't regret it, and you have absolutely nothing to lose.